This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. Massachusetts is right at the peak of Lyme disease season at the moment. But not only Lyme disease. The deer ticks that carry Lyme can also carry an array of other diseases. They're less common than Lyme disease, but very much on the rise, and they can cause the kind of acute illness that lands people in the hospital. Kerry Goldberg, co-host of WBUR's Common Health Blog, is here to tell us more. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
So you're saying we've got even more reasons to try and avoid ticks in these warmer months.
I most definitely am, Bob. You know, we already know Massachusetts is a hotbed for Lyme disease. We've got several thousand confirmed cases a year, but probably tens of thousands of cases overall. What most people don't know is that the most recent state numbers show a really dramatic rise in other diseases that are carried by ticks.
Other diseases, what are they?
Well, there are several of them. One is called anaplasmosis, and another is called babesiosis, and each of those has gone from around 100 cases statewide in 2010 to now more like 500 or 600 cases statewide. So they are much less common than Lyme disease, but they're rising quickly, and they can make you really sick.
I almost hate to ask, how sick?
Yeah, like sick as a dog, like beyond the worst flu you've ever had. So I spoke with Michael Vitelli of Marshfield Hills. He's a father of four sons and a super active guy. In fact, he'd gone for a run every single day for 642 days in a row until last month he felt so sick he couldn't even get out of bed. He had fever, sweats, chills, headache. He landed in the hospital and his chart looked like he had leukemia, a doctor told him. Well, it turned out he had anaplasmosis, which, like most of us, he'd never heard of.
Boy, those little ticks, they can really wreak havoc with the body.
Fortunately, most of these infections can be easily treated with antibiotics, and Vitelli is recovering, but they are scary. In very rare cases, usually if the patient is old or has an underlying medical condition, they can even be fatal.
So what do we do about this? I assume more of what we're already doing to avoid Lyme disease. Repellent that we spray or spread on our bodies, checking for ticks after we come or after the kids come indoors.
Right, exactly. And maybe with even a little bit more vigilance, knowing that there is a small chance that a tick could land you in the hospital. You also want to watch out for a persistent summer fever that has no other obvious explanation. Dr. Larry Madoff of the State Department of Public Health says there's a message for doctors, too.
If you're thinking about Lyme disease, you should think about these other diseases. And even if you don't see Lyme disease, if you have a patient who reports tick exposures or lives in an area where there's a high prevalence of these diseases, they should think about these as well. And they are treatable.
And by the way, Bob, all of Massachusetts has Lyme disease these days, so this applies to the whole state.
Well, you've succeeded in scaring me, Kerry Goldberg. Hopefully not indoors for the rest of the summer, though.
No, don't give up the outdoors. You just have to be very careful.
Kerry Goldberg is co-host of WBUR's Common Health Blog. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
For more information, go to the Common Health Blog at WBUR.org.